You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. A very special edition of Thursdays with Elliot. Or Tuesdays with Elliot on Thursday, as I like to say.
Well, you guys are never in the studio anymore, so.
Oh, dude. Tell
out
me
and about
it. Yeah.
It's a popular show in the world here.
Talk to Lakin. We haven't been here in a week.
I was going to say, it's like every day.
Yeah.
Jack texted me, he's like, let's do the phone on Tuesday. I was like, what, are you canceling me? Like, why? I can't come in? Like, yeah.
Weren't there. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Marks. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. How many wins will the Eagles have this year? All right, Ike, let's see how your guessing skills are.
Yeah.
The options are 13 plus, 11 to 12, 9 to 10, or 8 and under?
Yeah, I'm going to say 13 plus. It's leading the way.
No.
Mm. No.
Mm. No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, surprised.
There you go.
All right, well, maybe you got a lot more realistic people out there, so that means 11 to 12 is leading the way.
11 to 12 at 64%.
This feels like people going, let me, and then put 11 to 12. Not
yeah.
To,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Be realistic.
Yeah, the minute we talk to them on the air, it's actually 14 and 3. 24.6 at 13 plus, 8.5 at 9 to 10, and then 2.8 at 8 or under.
Mm. So how many times Jack vote?
No, Jack, I have him.
We're not even
We haven't said it yet. Take it down a notch.
We haven't said it yet.
He was the closest last year.
Yeah, again, Rod was so thrilled with that prediction in the pre-show meeting.
Yep. Yeah.
Not everyone can respect your, football knowledge.
But he was right. He had the morning Super Bowl.
This is just our first prediction.
Yes.
It's not the official one.
Again, okay.
The official one is before week one.
Ike starts a little low-ish, and then before game one.
10 and 2 after 12 games.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry. He'll get there.
So, Elliot, you mentioned fans of Philly and all the road trips. What would you say are, if you could pick your top three road trips of this Eagle season, what would you say?
So, I still think Buffalo is one of the top three. I've been to Buffalo. I think it's one of those, bucket list things to go and do. The tailgating, they should put a dome on the stadium, but they haven't, so it might be snow. Like, that one would be up there.
The other good thing about that one.
They'll never put a dome on a stadium.
Which is insane.
But that's part of the charm of Buffalo.
Yes.
Why can't you get that? You're all standing up there in 15-degree weather with snow blowing in your face.
Like the Packers.
You think
the Packers would put a lid on Lambeau Field?
That's the one stadium I think I would maybe vote against it. But, wow. But outside of that.
Big of you.
Thank you. No
the other good thing about the Buffalo one, if you're just thinking about a road trip, it is December 28th.
Yeah,
and
you're
if
off
you're,
work.
You're thinking about taking some time off around, Christmas or New Year.
Everybody
that could be a good one.
Yeah.
Also, maybe cost effective. You could drive up there if you wanted. Like, I feel like it's an easy travel trip.
Okay. So Buffalo?
So the other one, I think Green Bay is the best trip on the schedule.
Yeah.
Green Bay, I've been there a few times. Like, it truly is what everybody says it is. Like, when you get there, you literally stand, look at the stadium, and you turn around, and it's like row homes and like a gas station. So that alone is cool. Also, it's very close to Chicago. I haven't talked to Joe yet. We'll see what he ends up doing. You could go to Chicago for the weekend, drive to Green Bay on Monday night. Like, I think you could combine those two.
That's what we did when the Wright's Ricky had a Milwaukee trip.
As a matter of fact,
we stayed in Chicago.
That's what you better do, because who the hell's staying in Appleton for 3 days?
Well, that's the other thing that they say that's true about Green Bay. There is nothing
to do there.
At all. Yeah. So I think that would be the second one. I mean, I guess the first would be the L.A. Chargers. You get to get a preview of what the Eagles' new stadium will look like. But, like, I do think...
You're such a pain in the ass, man.
But the Eagles just went there last year. So, there's that component of it. And Kansas City.
I like Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City down... So last year we went, it rained the whole time, which kind of killed it. But it'll be an awesome game.
Like, and it'll be early.
Also, it's insane that game's at 425. That game should be played under lights.
No, I like the 425 better than the 8 o'clock game.
I don't, from like a making it feel like an event. I think that game should be played in prime time, not 425.
Even though 425 has the most viewers.
Correct. It's more about the sun for me. I think seeing those two.
Rain, sun, wind. You don't like any of those things. Yeah.
Well, if there was a dome, it would always be under the lights. But, but yeah, I think Minnesota's a cool city too. But. Yeah.
I like Minnesota.
I think that's like a summertime trip.
So, and then if we were to pick our two prime, if you could go to two home games this year, what do we think the best home games are?
I think these are easy.
Okay, go ahead.
It's clearly week one. I mean, Eagles, Dallas, you get to see the banner go up. Okay. The weather will be nice.
Yeah.
And then I think the Lions.
Okay. The Rams game, big one too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think week one and the Lions are two huge ones.
Well,
absolutely.
Let me ask you guys this. When you purchase tickets to a sporting event, would you rather go to a great game or go to one where you are sure they will win? Because the great games we just talked about, you could easily shell out $1,000 and they could lose. If you go Black Friday to see Chicago, they're probably going to win, and it's like an exciting game.
I thought I saw something yesterday with the Eagles tickets, $1,700.
For what? For opening
Cowboy
night, maybe?
Game, yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah.
Cow.
I'd rather go to a good game than a game I'm
and
sure
risk
they'll
that
win.
They could lose.
Yeah, I like the vibe of the big game.
The pregame.
Yeah. It's just like the excitement.
The nervous excitement.
Oh, nothing worse than a game you know they're going to win.
Yeah. Well, and also,
and
Ike,
then if they
Ike
lose
pregame
that one.
For a big game is a different animal, too. You
oh,
know?
Yeah.
So you get to stop by the tent, talk about his neck roll.
Yes. Big game,
yeah,
Ike.
I am a little different.
That's what I mean. Yeah, the last 5 minutes of the pregame show for a big game with Ike are we're at the price of admission. Yeah.
Big game, Ike, is
we
actually.
We got three of those this year, man.
Three big.
Yeah, I can get pumped up for the damn Giants.
You get pumped up for the Rams, right? You get pumped up for the Lions.
The
and
Cowboys.
You get pumped,
and the Cowboys.
And maybe the Commanders the final week.
Well, that final week of the season.
Yes. Yeah.
It could end up being like a massive game. Or like we've been completely robbed of Eagles.
Or could be Tanner McKee's last game as an
Eagle. Or Kyle McCord.
Yeah, or Kyle McCord. You never know. 215-592-9494. The great OG Wade is on WIP.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Hi, OG.
What up, OG?
OG.
I'm hearing a lot of stuff, man. I'm excited, though. You know, but I think what you guys are doing as a collective group, and I hear a lot of people giving their little opinions on the schedule, is that everyone is not crediting the Eagles for their additions that they've made. But when you're talking about the teams that they're going to play that you're thinking they're going to lose to, you're giving them credit for the additions that they made. So it's like...
Their additions. So what would you say are the three biggest additions for the Eagles this offseason?
Tyler Robinson. That D tackles at 6'6", 310 pounds.
Their fourth-round pick?
The rookie.
So you can do the buzzers all you want.
We will.
Yeah, we will. If you actually know talent and you know what you're looking at, you can also automatically understand what's going on that D-line and what Vic Fangio...
It's called a big dose of D.
You have to understand what the defensive coordinator is trying to do. And that's number one, stop the run. Number two, push the pocket. I'm not asking him to go out and get 12 sacks. See, you're looking for... these stats numbers and everything, so y'all can talk about it on the radio, talk about it on the TV. No. Win the OG Wade 4.6.
Well, let me ask you this. OG. Let me ask you, and Ty Robinson could be a great player, but if the Eagles thought so highly of him, why did they pass on him three times, and every team in the NFL pass on him at least three times? Again, he could be a good player, but expecting him to be that player this year seems, even when it works out, When Milton Williams works out, he doesn't become that player for a few years. Nolan Smith took a couple years. N'Kobe Dean took a couple years. And these are all higher draft picks. How are you expecting a fourth round pick to be an addition that people should be talking about in year one?
First of all, he's playing behind Jordan Davis. He's also playing maybe behind Amaro Ojomo. If he cracks that.
But he's their best addition?
Yeah, but you said he was their number one addition right. that we should be talking about. And he's playing because behind Jordan Davis, who plays 14 snaps a game.
Okay. Yeah. Because I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm looking for from the D-line. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for someone that can come in and spare and increase the rotation so that Jalen Carter is not being, you know, double-teamed every play. Because that's what wears your D-line down. I just need a rotation. And if you get that rotation and it's going collectively – I don't undersee what team that we're going up against that we wouldn't win that battle up front against these O-lines that we're talking about of these other teams.
Give us a record.
Give us the record. Yeah. OG Wade's cooked.
Elliot, you said that they're going to lose against Minnesota.
Yeah.
So that means you believe that Minnesota's corners can shut down both of our receivers. Minnesota's run-stopping game can stop our run game, which is Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley. And Minnesota's D-line is going to dominate our O-line. And our O-line is not going to be able to rush the ball.
No, honestly, I think they're just going to lose there because I've never seen them win there.
Yeah.
They haven't won there since 2007.
Yeah, what's the record?
What's your prediction?
Also, with a quarterback that is unproven.
Fair enough.
Well, to be fair, you haven't seen Ty Robinson play it down in the NFL, and you said he's the most important player they've added.
Yeah, who's the second biggest addition if Ty Robinson? Their fourth-round pick. What about the first three rounds?
Ty Robinson is not my starting quarterback. He's my backup D-tackle.
And you said he's the most important offseason addition. What's the second most important offseason addition then?
I think the overall draft was a good one.
What's the long snapper's
stick
name?
Stick a fork in him.
OG Wade's cooked.
Harrison Bryant.
Worst thing to ever happen to OG Wade is Jalen Hurts winning the Super Bowl.
Totally agree.
Number one worst thing. You know, we're talking about the offseason edition for the Birds. I'm going to talk about
You got it, buddy.
I was going to say off-season, but it's the season. Anyway, you're going to make an addition to your house that is going to make your house better. Better than a fourth-round pick. That addition is going to be your windows and your doors, which are cooked, like OG Wade is. Your old drafty windows are cooked. They are letting the heat in the summer. They are letting the cold in the winter. Your front door has seen better days. You got to call Guida. Go Guida. They're going to make the process from beginning to end easy, and they're going to make it easier on your pocketbook, on your wallet, whatever you put your money in. They're going to give you 20% off every window, 20% off every door. They're going to let you start your project with no money down. You're going to get interest-free financing for up to 3 years, and with those new windows and doors, your energy bills are going to go down, the value of your home is going to go up, and you're just going to feel better about all of it. And your house is going to look better, by the way. That front door, that's what people look at when they see the house, the front door. Get yourself a nice looking new front door. What you got to do is call them. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. They can tell you about when this offer is going to end. They can tell you about the restrictions. They can also set you up for a no obligation free in-home estimate. Or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
I love the hand motions during that. Yeah. Great front door.
You like that? A great front door. I feel like I stole those hand motions from somebody. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Oh, Stewardess Jim. Cowboy Jim. You're on WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Top 5 caller. Thank you very much.
Yeah, listen, that's right.
Everyone's talking about it.
According to Jack.
Thank you for having me after a guided door and window and not a Blue Chew commercial. Thank you very much. And because when you do a Blue Chew commercial, don't say Blue Chew and swallowing in the same sentence, okay?
Why not?
Try to, you know, it's just, I can't do this in the afternoon, okay?
You're like the anti-Blue Chew.
Spike and Elliot, thank you for your honesty and your common sense towards the Dallas Cowboys. Thank
you. No problem.
Now, could I talk to Mr. Jealous and Mr. Hate right next to you, Ike Reese?
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, you're there.
Yeah, he's here.
Have you even looked at the schedule? Even looked at it? Or did you just go?
We mean the Eagles schedule? The Eagles schedule or the Cowboys schedule?
The Cowboys schedule.
Why the hell? No, I hadn't looked at the Cowboys schedule yet.
Yeah, and you just go 8-9. You didn't even look at it.
Yeah, no
exactly.
Work.
Yeah, I don't know why I need to look at the schedule.
Look, with Dak Prescott, if Dak Prescott is healthy, we are going to be at least 11-6 or 12-5.
I doubt it.
Yeah, we have a lot of cupcakes in the beginning. We have cupcakes, which is great. But then we go through a stretch of like 3 weeks where we play the Eagles, the Chiefs, the Detroit Lions, and the Minnesota Vikings in a matter of 3 weeks.
So don't wow, four there, games no, in 3 weeks.
Let me tell you. Okay, let me run through this first 8 games for you. At Philly, that's a loss.
A win.
New York at home, I'll give you a win against New York at home. All right? Yep. Give you that. At Chicago, that's a loss.
Win.
That's a loss. At Graham, I mean,
how do you figure that's a loss?
Well, wow. I just think Chicago's better.
Oh, they stink.
Do the Cowboys.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
They had a great offseason.
Yeah, they do.
Elliot, Hold on.
Is this not my prediction?
You're on your own, Versace.
Yeah, this is my prediction.
Yeah.
And you get the Green Bay Packers the week after that. That's another loss. So I got you after 4 games at 1-3.
Oh, God, stop. Stop the hating. Come on.
Yeah, 1-3.
1-3 with Dak Prescott.
Well, first of all,
Pickens. You'll
definitely be an underdog in 3 of those games. Chicago is probably going to be favored in that game when you go out there. I'll give you the Jets. I'll give you Carolina. Those are your 2 easy ones. Washington beats you. And then guess what? You go to Denver and you lose.
Wrong in every way. That's just hate and jealousy. That's all that is.
That sounds like 3-5 start off the season to me for the Cowboys.
Yep. You don't know what you're talking about. Listen, can I speak to people who are normal and appreciate the Cowboys?
Well, you called up and you asked for me, so they gave you me. And
here
this
he
is.
I think it's Jack's turn now.
You didn't even look. Look, good luck, losers. You're going to stink. And goodbye, Mr. Hate. Bye.
There he is. Knows when to get out. Yeah. Sees Cowboys. The door. We never have to play the music with Cowboy Jim.
Yeah.
He knows. Yeah, he knows what's over.
At what point? Okay, we have talked a lot about the approach, you know, the mental approach to the offseason, the mental approach to this season being the biggest challenge, mm-hmm. a bigger challenge in the schedule, a bigger challenge in the players they've lost. Is there a point that you think we're going to know, hey, they are locked in or not locked in? Is this something that we can tell in training camp? Is this something that we're going to need to see four games of? Like, at what point do you think we're going to know, uh-oh, or we're going to know, hey, they're in it this year?
I've been coming out the gate.
I mean, the tough thing, though, is they did start 10-2 in 2023. So,
yeah.
But you all knew it was off?
I think it's late. Like, we have to see how late in the year they are playing. Because I do think going to the Super Bowl, playing those extra games, like we saw in 2023, it impacted them late. So I agree, style points-wise, 2023 wasn't that impressive early mm-hmm. on. Although at the time, I thought it was. But looking back on it now, it clearly wasn't.
You know who it did? You know
I know, it was you, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
No, you know who going to the Super Bowl didn't have an impact on the following year?
Who?
The Chiefs.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's why what the Chiefs are doing is like historic.
Well, no, also is how they prepare.
But we've seen this team already fail to deal with success.
I know. And then they got that softness out of here. They brought in Vic Fangio, and we've taken off since. Practices are harder. They're longer. Just like the Blue Chew commercials we read. They are harder and longer. Yes. And that makes for a better team.
But we'll see how they handle it next year. Like, I agree.
You see what we're doing the offseason.
What have they done this offseason?
They've been locked in.
Oh, okay.
Except for one guy. He's enjoying himself.
Saquon's having a good time.
Saquon's having a good time.
Yeah. Everybody else is locked in.
Yeah, Saquon knows he doesn't start till week 7. He's good to go.
By the way, I don't know if it was because of OG Wade's phone call, but the Eagles officially announced they signed Ty Robinson.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, wow.
Within 30 seconds of his phone call.
He knew, yeah.
Yeah, so they knew they had to lock him up to a big deal.
He really is looking for his scent.
Yeah, he's trying to find something.
Yeah. You know, his point being, nobody's talking about their offseason acquisitions is that their first draft.
Think we've been doing all offseason.
Yeah, their first draft pick might even play the first month.
5% into his call, I was like, all right, maybe he has something here. But then he went with Ty Robinson.
Yeah,
at least go with like Aziz Ojulari or something.
Or Dory Jackson. Or John Campbell.
Yeah,
or John Campbell.
Pick somebody.
Ty Robinson. Yeah.
Dory Jackson, come on.
Well, I like when he goes, and he's the fourth string defensive tackle.
But he's the biggest. Yeah, he's the guy we should be talking about. I think the two things that we are... The two most interesting things for me leading into this season are the mental space that they're in and the Kevin Petullo, Jalen Hurts, what's this offense going to look like? And I think the bigger question underneath that is, okay, let's say the first two or three games, they come out not throwing it like, you know, run and shoot, but throwing it like 27 times a game and it's not working. And do they... say, we're going to have to figure this out because we can't do this with Saquon again? Or do they say, well, we gave it the old college try. It's not going to work this way and go backwards.
So, you know, I think sometimes when we talk about, like, the Eagles won the Super Bowl with a backup quarterback in 2017. That doesn't mean that's the way you want to win a Super Bowl. But, like, last year they started 2-2. You don't want to start 2-2. But I think seeing them rebound from a slow start last year has lessened the need, for me at least, for them to start, like, 3-1.
We don't have to panic.
Look, you can't go 0-2. Like, can't do that.
I sit here and say we don't have to panic. Let them start off 2-2. Watch how we react.
There will be panic.
There will be panic.
But I do think, like, it's not critical to go 4-0. It's mostly just stay afloat for the first month and then.
Well, I think the question, you can say that, right? And we can say that. I think the question is, will they, because the big change, you know about us overreacting. They changed a lot at the bye week. You know, like they reacted significantly to their start. So I think the question for me is more offensively, if the change, which I think we all foresee happening in terms of how much they're throwing, if it doesn't result in success right away, do they back off of that?
Yeah.
Regardless of what their record is. I think we'll all know, whether the 3-1 or 1-3, we'll know if the offense is working or not. Mm-hmm. I think I'm interested to see whether they say, we got to muscle through it this year, or do they back off and try to do what they did last year?
Well, the other thing, too, is I thought when Daryl Morey was on the Ricky with you guys, he made an interesting point about how he thought the messaging for the Sixers early on was not a good message, right? It was kind of, to paraphrase here, you can kind of relax until the playoffs. It's not about coming out of the gate strong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For all the, like, what does Nick do? I do think how they handle the messaging to start the year will be important to me. Like, are they coming out and saying, you know what, Saquon, let's take you slow, blah, blah, blah. Like, or are they going to come out and be like, no, like week one matters. Week two matters. And I don't frankly know if I know the answer to that, because I do think there's a benefit to coming out and saying every game matters, blah, blah, blah. But I also think there's a benefit of like being ready when the playoffs start. So,
yeah, well, if his offseason is any indication, like he seems pretty locked in.
Yeah.
Nick, you're talking about?
Nick. Yeah.
Let me tell you. Nobody's having this mentality of be ready when the playoffs start. You know, when you adjust your thinking to that, when you start losing games early.
Right. Well, it's like the Sixers. I mean, the Sixers came in saying.
But that's not how you go into a season is the point I'm making.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's just what you say. You know, that's like when they started off 2-2, one of the things you started hearing out of the players was, oh, that was like preseason. It takes time to get warmed up. Like no. That's what you say after the fact. Mm-hmm. You don't say that going into it. So my only point in saying that is that they have to approach this thing like they're trying to win every game. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't have to be smart with how they handle Saquon and his usage. I'm not saying
he's a unique case, you're saying.
Yeah. I'm saying when you're talking about the rest of the team, it's not let's ease our way through training camp. It was a long last year. We'll be ready when this – because I don't remember Bill Belichick and Andy Reid doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the only two coaches that I can think of that have repeated as champions in the last 20-plus years.
Yep, it's just them.
They have hard training camps every year. They put on the pads. They don't back off. They ramp it up.
And I think
they ramp it up.
Don't they play starters in the preseason? Am I wrong about that?
Andy does.
Like the Eagles don't do that. And what's interesting about Nick's time as a head coach, he's never lost week one. So like they're normally ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually traditionally has pretty good starts overall. They just don't play their best football, I think, under Nick in September. And they get better as it goes on.
Yeah. Elliot, great job. You can subscribe to the Go Birds podcast wherever get your podcasts every single day, Go Birds Daily. What's coming up in Go Birds Daily tomorrow?
I'm going to look at, well, first I'll probably do the five toughest games on the schedule. And then the Eagles actually lost an important guy from their front office. But
yes.
So we'll talk about that.
Talk about that as well.
12-5.
2-1.
That's what I got. 12-5.
Elliot's got 12-5. We will get to our final segment of the schedule. Also coming up next, the Flyers have a brand new head coach.
Bang!
And we bring in Brodes.
Maybe my favorite segment on the radio.
Oh, really?
Honestly, I love when Brodes comes
Flyers
on.
Flyers in
50? Yeah, it's
great.
So good, yeah.
Well, Elliot, he's going to puck it up.
I'm sure.
He's going to puck it up. 215-592-9494. The Eagles schedule is out. What's your record? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.